Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Live from New York. It's the show that is only 1 hour today. So we've got to take all of our energy, compact it down. So we've got to be extra special today. So
yeah.
You're in luck. It's first things first. Today, we dive into the report that Aaron Rodgers may run an independent campaign for Vice President of the United States of America. Meanwhile, in 30 minutes, we get a look at an early edition of Brew's official NBA ballot. We've got all the awards, just in pencil, though. And finally, the committee held a special meeting last night for a special free agency edition of the best segment in all of sports, Knicks Tears, alongside Chris Broussard. I'm Kevin Wilds. How's the committee doing?
Well, I have a special announcement. Friday, we're going to have on the show for the first time ever, true hand to God, two committee members.
Wow.
Two committee members. Brew won't get to meet them because Brew is not here. Mm. So we're going to, but we are,
wow.
Two committee members will be unveiled
Think
on the show on Friday.
Yeah,
wow.
But we're going to start with the big news of the day.
Wow.
It's news from the New York Jets football team. Their starting quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, is reportedly on the short list to be the running mate of independent candidate for president, Robert Kennedy Jr. Also on the list, former Minnesota governor and boa enthusiast, Jesse the Body Ventura. According to the New York Times, both have, quote, welcomed the overtures. Jets PR did not weigh in when asked for comment to The Athletic. Sauce Gardner, however, has, saying, oh, Aaron is about to become the vice president. That's why he hasn't been answering my text messages. So that's from Sauce Gardner. Nick, do you have a comment?
I do. Wilds, can you go back? I apologize to your script. The New York Times reported that both of them have
welcome to the overture.
So have not dismissed it, denied it, said it's not being reported that this is something RFK would like. But Aaron's like, you know, conflicts with my day job. Okay. So now that we have that settled, Aaron Rodgers should just retire. His heart's not in it. He has other interests. God bless him. Steph Curry, you know, I don't want to say floated, was asked yesterday, actually, would you ever run for office one day? And his answer was maybe. Like, so the idea, the athlete, Bill Bradley Brew, who you covered in high school, was a senator for
Jack Kemp.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people, athletes turned politicians. And Aaron Rodgers, what you can't do is both. In a world where Baker Mayfield still gets criticized for a couple days of insurance commercials during the offseason, I don't think you can weigh or balance quarterback for the Jets with, you know, the VP debate between weeks 5 and 6.
You don't think?
I don't think it's a realistic game plan. And I know that people are expecting me to call Aaron Rodgers disingenuous, because he is the most disingenuous athlete of my lifetime. And for those people, you're in luck. Because here was Aaron Rodgers, the last time he was in the Jets facility, what he said that needs to be the biggest focus of their offseason. Let's take a listen.
When you step in the building, there's intentionality with everything that you do. And it's not a half-the-time thing. It's not a sometimes thing. It's not a most-of-the-time thing. It's an every-time thing. If you want to be a winning organization, and to put yourself in position to win championships and be competitive, everything that you do matters. And the bullshit that has nothing to do with winning needs to get out of the building.
Unless, of course, I'm talking about myself. The ultimate do as I say, not as I do. And so I think that the New York Jets, this is tantamount to, Brew, parents whose kid is a child star and the breadwinner of the family.
Oh.
An 11-year-old that's in a huge movie. That they went from a working class family to millionaires, but it's all the kid's money. And he's figured it out. He's like, I'm in charge here. They can't do anything to me because I'm pulling the purse strings. Well, Ja's an adult at least, but sure. What? But imagine a child, an actual child. And when Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas only have their jobs because Aaron likes them, then he knows I can do this. I cannot rebut it. I cannot deny it. In fact, I can consider, yeah, I mean, he's probably not going to win. And if he does, we'll cross that bridge when he gets there. So I think it's embarrassing. And I think that if this is what Aaron even
embarrassing for the Jets.
Yes. And embarrassing for Aaron because he is trying to pretend, at least as of now, that these are two, that these are viable simultaneous paths. And they're not.
Yeah, that part is ridiculous, that these are both viable. So let me start here. In fairness to Aaron Rodgers, and I think he is obviously narcissistic. I think, you know, that's clear. But in fairness to him, when he did say, we got to be all in, all the other stuff that's not about winning has to be out of the building, all that, he didn't know he was going to be asked to run for vice president. All right? So I will give him that. And I'm going to be honest. He's 40 years old. He's clearly at the end of his road as far as playing football. I don't blame him, even though I don't think they would win, obviously. But I don't blame him for, like, oh, wow. Now, if a Patrick Mahomes, a Lamar Jackson, even an Aaron Rodgers early in his career, I think they'd be like, no. I'm a football player and I want to have my career. Mm-hmm. But now where Rodgers is at, I don't blame him for, like, being intrigued by this. I mean, that would be great. He seems like a guy that wants to talk about these things. If he wants to run for VP, that's fine. And here's the thing. In 2 weeks, we're going to know. So they're going to make their decision. Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to make his decision. And I'm betting it won't be Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
But we'll know in a couple of weeks. So it doesn't have to be a huge distraction. Now, if it is Rodgers, he can't play football. I don't want to hear anybody, including him, talk about I can run for vice president and play football. If I'm the Jets, I'm like, this is our opportunity to cut ties. And I get you're right about the front office, Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh. At some point, you just got to stand up like a man and say, this is not going to work. You cannot be running for vice president and play quarterback in the NFL.
Obviously, but can I ask this question before you go?
So then they cut ties.
Yeah.
And trade for Justin Fields.
Brew.
Move off from him and his money.
So, all right, so two things. One is the CNN reported that RFK has made his decision, hasn't announced it. Now, whether or not he's told Aaron or whatever it is, that's fine. Why would Aaron, if he wants to play football, why would he not say thanks but no thanks? Or if he really wants to do this, why would he not say, yeah, we're going to need to have this not leak. We're going to need to have the fact that I might be your pick. And if it does leak, Robert, I'm going to need you to go ahead and say it's not me if it's not me. Why would we allow this? What is happening in the NFL right now?
He loves the attention.
Okay,
there
we go.
He's a narcissist.
Okay.
So I agree. He doesn't mind it leaking.
Do you think it's good for the Jets right now? Forget in 2 weeks.
No, but it'll be over in a couple of weeks.
It's free agency right now.
That's right.
It's time to build your team.
They got a lot
right now. Yes, but today, they traded for an old right tackle. You know why? Because they got an old quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They needed it. They're making their plans under the auspices that this guy is going to play quarterback for them. And now, Aaron Rodgers, who is never hesitant to find a microphone, an interview, anything to get his point across, now we're 24 hours removed from PFT commenter's dog on Twitter breaking this story. By the way, shout out to Leroy for it being the first one on it, saying that Aaron Rodgers could be the vice presidential candidate, and he's just letting it sit there. Well, how does that not make you the biggest hypocrite in sports? How can I show one other quote, Wiles, before you go? Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh, when it came to Hard Knocks, Aaron Rodgers, a lot of eyes on me, a lot of eyes on our team, a lot of expectations on our squad. They forced it down our throats. Well, how about when the international foreign press starts coming to training camp? Aaron, Saleh, several teams would love for Hard Knocks to be in their building. We're just not one of them. Well, if your quarterback is flirting with a presidential run during an election year, I would say there's going to be more eyes on the team.
But Nick, again, it'll be over in a few weeks.
It will not brew.
If the Jets are a joke, if they let this dude run for vice president and be their quarterback.
Of course that won't happen. That's not what I'm
saying.
Now,
what they need to do is sit down and talk with him. Uh-huh. And if he really is going to be the VP, then that's where I was serious about the Justin Fields stuff.
Sure.
That's where it matters. Like, they should go after Justin Fields if he's not going to be there. But I will say this, and again, I don't think 2 months ago when Aaron Rodgers said we got to be all in, that he was thinking he had a chance to run for vice president. And I think there's always – I love it here. I love our job. There's some things that if it came my way – that I might want to entertain. I'm sure it's the same for both of us, all three of us.
Not me.
So, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I think this is something. Now, I agree. He's disingenuous. He's narcissistic, all that. And this is hypocritical. But I think this is something that I don't blame him for entertaining.
Okay. Sure. I buy that. Go ahead, Wiles. I wish I had the same passion as you guys, because I don't. It's crossed the Rubicon to... Yeah, man, whatever. I'm in prime, whatever, probably not mode with Aaron Rodgers. It's like, I'm going to host Jeopardy. Like, yeah, probably not going to be the host of Jeopardy. I'm gonna be a Packer next year. Like, probably not. Like, I'm immunized. You're probably not, dude. You're probably not. I'm going to come back this year. Don't count me out. I'll be on that field. If we make a... You're probably not, dude. I was going to retire out of the darkness retreat. Like, again, you're probably not. So it's like he's weighing being the vice presidential candidate. Like, it just hit me as probably not. So I tried to... You sent the text right after the show... And I had a pithy joke, and then I kind of moved on. And I think a lot of people are, which is speaks to the fact that what's his next act of attention? That's what I'm interested in. Is it after this? After this goes away,
this
just like everything else has gone away, it peaks up and then it goes away. Does he have another card to play? I don't know if he does. The attention for the warmth of the spotlight and is hard
and
also
after
to
this,
quench.
Where do you go?
I agree with that, but I want to, if I may, and I think that was it was brilliantly done, Wilds, and you're right, which is your old buddy Bill Simmons called it 20 years ago the Tyson Zone.
Yeah.
When someone entered, he said Mike Tyson entered a place where someone could tell you anything. Did you see that Mike Tyson did X, and you would believe it?
Yeah. Selling gummies of Evander Holyfield's ear?
It's like, wait, what? Yeah, and so
Fighting
and Mike Tyson, evidently, God bless him, still in the Tyson Zone. Rodgers has entered that.
Yeah.
Where there is nothing I could text you about Aaron other than, you know, he was seen on a field doing the 40 that you wouldn't believe. And so there's that part of it. Bro, I want to get back to something you said, which is you said that we all have jobs that if – so I agree with you, but I'm also going to tell you this. If you were like, guys, I'm letting you know I might be leaving the show. I think I got a chance. They saw some of the grainy high school footage. I think I might be the next quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. I'd be like, you don't take this job seriously, buddy, because you actually have no chance of that. I know it sounds like a great job, but you're not going to get that job. Aaron Rodgers has no chance of being the next vice president of the United States.
No,
none.
But does he have a chance of being Kennedy's candidate?
Yeah, he has
That's
a chance.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
But that,
Kennedy's not going to win the presidency.
Which is
but
why
he's still
it's
running.
So insulting. Right. But he's not leaving 52 guys on his team hanging. I don't know what Robert Kennedy's, he's putting the lady from Curb Your Enthusiasm in a tough spot. Aside from that, He's just his own
guy.
We've
had some presidents
I understand,
that
bro.
We didn't think would ever be president.
I agree with you, but you also
it's become crazy.
But you also agree that he's framing it as for a job he knows he wouldn't get, and that's the part of me. And I don't even think he's going to be named the vice president.
That?
Yeah. I think it is what you. I think it is the narcissistic attention complex of, and the idea that when he doesn't get it, or when Kennedy doesn't pick him, or whatever, that okay, it's in 2 weeks, so it goes away. You don't think that this is a topic of conversation when the Jets meet the media for the first time? You don't think Bob Sala's got to deal with this, Joe Douglas, and you don't think it then leads to this round of conversations? So tell us, Aaron. What do you like about Robert Kennedy's platform? Is that about football? Is that any of those things?
I agree with you on that. And you could easily squash that quickly. Like, let's say he doesn't get the nominate or, you know, the candidacy and is back to football. And like you said, all these questions are asked. If you just dead it right away, you know what? Look, guys, yeah, I thought about wanting to be a VP. I mean, you know, but it didn't happen, and now I'm zoned in on the Jets. You know, it's a day of maybe uncomfortable questions, you move on. If he would do that, but he'll probably entertain it and talk about it weekly with McAfee or whatever, and that would be a problem. But you could dead it easily if he would do it.
They're so far away from being a Super Bowl contender.
Super Bowl?
That's what he's there to do.
They're barely in the NFL.
That's a good point, Wilds.
But
you're right.
Say, we have moved. He's going to dead it. He wanted the trophy. I wrote down, and I know you referenced Baker's commercial. Kyler plays
video games.
Call of Duty.
You're right.
And it's like, man, he's not locked in.
Now, that might be a bigger time commitment than RFK's video.
Trevor Lawrence told Sports Illustrated 3 years ago, there's also more to life than playing football. Russell Wilson, God forbid, had an office. He had an office and a phone and be like, what's going on here? This guy's not locked in.
Wild, you
We're so far away. Don't say take a shot at my office.
No, I was going to tee you up. You know what all three of those guys have in common?
What?
Two? They've all thrown for 300 yards more recently.
Tell me about
than Aaron
it. That's true. 26 games. That's what he needs. That should be his campaign. I promise. Gosh. I will throw for 300 yards. Afternoon headlines. Check in on the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, meanwhile, is restructuring his contract to open up about $21.5 million in cap space.
Just
Chiefs already signed.
Beat his campaign chest.
Okay. Chris Jones. We're waiting news on L'Jarius Sneed. I don't know what's going on there. Kansas City. Still relatively quiet on the free agency front.
Yeah.
Is their quietness a chief concern? Peel back the curtain. Hubs really wants to make this chief concern bit.
Yeah,
thing.
Free agency thus far for the Chiefs literally could not have gone better. There's not one contract. And I went through today. My buddy Florio has his list of the top 103. I don't know why it's 103. I think it was 100, but then he added a few guys because they got cut. Top 103 free agents.
Okay.
Not all of them have signed, obviously. There was not a single one of those free agent deals of a team, like guy went to a new team, that I saw and I'm like, wish the Chiefs would have done that. Not one. Yeah, they have to have a wide receiver. Well, what are the tiers of wide receiver that have signed? Michael Pittman for $70 million over 3 years. No, thank you. Gabe Davis, $39 million over 3 years. No, thank you. I know you love him. Or the lowest, Devontae Parker, $5 million for 1 year. No, thanks. And so what now? Mike Williams just got cut.
Yeah.
Tyler Boyd is out there. Hollywood Brown is out there. Calvin Ridley's out there. Do I think one of those guys might sign either a one-year prove-it deal or a ring-chasing type of deal? Sure, maybe. But I also know that we've got Pro Football Focus, Bruce guys, have 15 wide receivers ranked higher than Xavier Worthy, who just ran a 4-2-1. They've got, and so they're going to be able to get one in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, if they want to keep Snead, they can. They can keep Snead on the franchise tag for a year if they want to. So, no, there has not been a single player signed that I'm like, damn, Chiefs missed out on that. So, for me, I'm fine with it.
No, look, I agree. I mean, and after what happened last season, You can't, nothing's going to happen that's going to really make you doubt the Chiefs. The Chiefs look bad for the second half of the season. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Not to me.
I mean, they were what, 5-6-5 over their last 11?
The Super Bowl winning that?
No, I'm talking about, my point is the regular season, they look bad.
Yeah, but the defense always looked good.
The defense, and the defense is only going to get better because, as you've talked about, they're young. They kept Chris Jones, especially if they keep Snead. So the defense is going to get better. Offensively, I would like to see him go get a receiver. I know they'll probably draft a guy, and it is a deep draft. Mike Williams, man, look, maybe I like Mike Williams more than others, but when the dude is healthy,
he's healthy, a tough one.
But he is really good. So he would be great with the Chiefs if they got him, and you probably get him at a good price, and then you draft somebody. So, no, there's no – again, if they got it done last year, then you can't say they're not going to be able to get it done any year that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are there.
I agree. And listen, I do think they're going to sign – they're going to spend decent money either on a wide receiver or a tackle. And whichever one they don't is what their first-round pick will be. So, like, Tyron Smith is still out there. Donovan Smith, their own left tackle, is not re-signed yet. So I think I don't think they're going to stay totally out of it entirely. They obviously added Irv Smith Jr. I don't know why everyone's overlooking that. Great tight end, too, they added there. But the other thing that just should be noted is they've drafted the last few years so many guys that are big-time contributors. They also have to keep the money to pay them. Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, their center and right guard, might need extensions this offseason. Next offseason, McDuffie, Karlaftis, and Pacheco, who we all love. You know what I mean? You know you got to re-sign your own guys, you got to find a way.
And you know you can win it with what you have because Rashee and those guys are going to get better.
Oh, yeah.
I still like Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, maybe like on a one-year prove-it type of deal.
Ring-chasing deal. I like that. Tears, special episode next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Treat. It's Wednesday at 3:25 on the dot, and in the midst of free agency, which means you're in for the treat last night, a special Skype session.
Wow, Skype. Summoned.
Okay. The committee met, fought, toiled, and burned the midnight oil to deliver the best segment in all of sports television. It's an honor and a privilege. It's time for a special edition, free agency edition of Nick's Tears.
Wow. It is, and as mentioned earlier, but I'll say it again, two of our 9 committee members will be on this show on Friday. They're staying over. Brew is gone. They said they would only come on if Brew wasn't here because he's disrespected the committee so much. So it worked out quite well.
Are they secret, like the Greg, mafia style?
No, they're going to work. They will be unmasked on the show. All right, bottom of the tiers, all 32 teams already planning for 2025. The Jets got added to it because they're planning for a campaign in 2020, cabinet appointments, a lot of things they got to do. Those 4 teams are like, okay, if we can stabilize, figure out the quarterback situation this year, then maybe next year we can actually make some moves. Right? Praying to the quarterback gods. So Denver and Minnesota are like, please let this be a Big Ben situation. Where the 3rd or 4th quarterback off the board that's available in the teens ends up being awesome because that's their both drafting after 10. The Giants are praying, please let Greg Jennings have a victory lap next year on Daniel Jones. And the Titans are hoping that they don't have to pray quite as hard because Levis showed some signs, but still he's 2nd-round pick. Yeah. You got to have some things break your way. Speaking of things bring your way, everything has to fall perfectly. So all 3 of these teams, you can make a case, are going to be playoff teams next year. But everything has to fall perfectly. The Cardinals have to crush the draft. Kyler's got to be healthy and play the way we've seen him play. The Saints need all of their 30-something-year-old guys to play at least a dozen to 16 games. It's going to be very hard. And Derek Carr to bounce back. And the Seahawks need rookie head coach and Geno to be on the same page and Geno to have a season more similar to 2 years ago than last year. It can happen, but everything's got to fall perfectly. Omar Little,
arguably the greatest character. I think that's the next group. If it's not, go ahead and reveal the next group. I'm sorry. Intriguing with the ceiling. Omar's after that. My apologies, guys. Intriguing with the ceiling. All of these teams believe they're going to be playoff teams. All of them are intriguing. Anthony Richardson coming back from injury is maybe the biggest unknown. What you're going to see Matt Ryan look like with the Falcons. All of Matt Ryan, geez Louise, I can't get over it. I know. Kirk Cousins with the Falcons. But none of those teams, as presently constituted, can win the Super Bowl. All of them will be disappointed if they don't make the playoffs. Now, I was obviously a little overeager for the Omar Little tier. Fans of The Wire know, what's Omar Little's greatest line? Come at the king, you best not miss. All five of these teams took their shot at Kansas City. All five missed, and now we are peeling it back a bit. We're taking a few steps back because we took our shot, and now we weren't good enough last year or the year before, and now we're going to be a little worse than we were last year or the year before because we are losing players. Whether it's Roquan Smith, your entire secondary, Mike Williams, your best defensive tackle in Christian Wilkins signed for $100 million, or Patrick Queen for Baltimore, pardon me, and Mike Williams leaves the Chargers, Christian Wilkins leaves the Dolphins, and the Eagles figuring out what they're going to do. But don't worry, I'm sure Saquon Barkley will fix it. Next, preparing for a lot to love, a lot of upside, the Packers and the Bears. So I know people are going to think this is a little too bullish on the Bears, but the Bears were a 7-win team last year with an awful quarterback situation, and they are getting a generational quarterback in the building, plus all the free agency money, plus another top 10 pick. Everybody loves the Packers. They're both in the weaker conference. They both have, there's a lot to love and a lot of upside. Now, praying for an AI invite. What's AI? Any guesses? Any guesses? Wilds?
I mean, I'll fall into it.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence.
Nope. Arrowhead Invitational.
Exactly.
They are just hoping. They are just hoping. Checking the mail. Are we going to get to be there? We just hope we get to be the runners up in the AFC. That's our ceiling, and we know it, but we would be delighted to be there. Still, really, really good. Listen, I understand why there's skepticism. But these are both good teams that have had minimal offseason losses. The Niners' biggest loss, Eric Armstead, that's a real one. But they have since added Leonard Floyd, Malik Collins, and it seems like Mike Silver saying they might add more. Dallas hasn't lost much, hasn't added much. They're both double-digit win teams that we know we question them in the playoffs. For Dallas, it's because of their coach and quarterback. For the Niners, it's because of their coach and quarterback, I guess. But they're really good teams. And now to near the top of the tiers, forever enshrined. So what do I mean by that? Think about those two guys that mobbed Hank Aaron after 7-15. Or the Soviet hockey team. Or Brian Russell. You can see them all, right? Because they're on someone else's legendary highlight reel. Okay. And one of these two teams is likely to be on the field when the Chiefs win their third straight Super Bowl.
Wow.
And they will be forever enshrined to history as, wow, they were there. Now, that also means I think these are the two best teams in the NFC as presently constituted. And no surprise, reveal the top of the tiers, please. Rewriting the GOAT record books, whether it's team, coach, quarterback, they're trying to rewrite it all. That is the committee's offseason tiers, Greg Jennings.
Well, I like the top of the tiers, obviously, okay. The Chiefs.
Yeah, thanks.
There's a lot that I could go on and go on about, but let's focus on the Raiders. And I'm not going to even acknowledge the names because we weren't given the names. But the Raiders?
The Raiders at the bottom?
At the bottom? Like, this was an 8-9 team, a team that finished 4-2 in that division. And we're making it seem like they're just going to lie down for everybody. They just got better in free agency on both sides of the ball with Wilkins and Gardner Minshew. Whether we want to believe it or not, Gardner Minshew is a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo. And their current guy under center right now, Aiden O'Connell. Like, I like – look at where you have the Colts. Like, the Colts are there in large in part because of what we saw them do last year with Gardner Minshew under center.
Ooh,
almost making the postseason.
I like that take.
This team was better than the Broncos last year. The Broncos fought. They have nothing. And you have them at the bottom?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not at all a Raiders fan. But boy, you are completely disrespecting the Raiders.
I like that.
Yeah. The bulletin board's very skeptical of them.
Oh, that's what it is.
Mahomes rules. Well, yeah, that's, guys, keep your eye on the ball. Why don't you try to not be, you know, an embarrassing franchise for the last decade rather than worried about Patrick Mahomes? Okay. And also, $25 million for Gardner Minshew. Come on. Your plan going into the year is Gardner Minshew? That's
Gardner
your plan?
Minshew can play.
No, no. No, he can't. He's a good backup. He is their planned starter.
Is he better than what they have currently had?
I thought Aiden O'Connell played decent last year.
He's better than
Aiden O'Connell. The fact that you didn't answer that question,
I'll let the Jimmy G slide.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm the Ravens, Nick. If you had done this yesterday before they got Derrick Henry, maybe I'd have let this slide. But with Derrick Henry, they're way down there below the freaking Bears? I mean, no. And their defense, I said it, I hate, you know, some of the losses, but they got a culture of great defense. That's what they do. They've been in the top three, 5 of the last 6 years in scoring defense. They've been in the top 10, 7 of the last 8 years in defense. That's culture. Guys that weren't great defenders elsewhere go there and ball out defensively. So the defense is going to be fine. Offensively, now I got Derrick Henry. With all due respect to Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins and these guys, they ran well behind that offensive line with teams paying attention to Lamar first. What do you think the big man's going to do? And he can still break them too? Oh, my gosh. And they're going to get a receiver in the draft?
They do that every year, don't they? I don't know if any team spent more draft capital.
Ravens should be up. And they've matured. They've learned from their mistakes in the AFC Championship.
Really?
Yeah. They will not be doing that foolishness that cost them against the Chiefs.
You know what? I agree with you. They will not be doing much in the AFC Championship game this coming year. Wilds, I have a confession before you go.
Go ahead.
There was a lot of pushback from the committee about where I had the Ravens. They wanted them up a little bit higher. They wanted them alongside the Bengals and the Texans.
Yeah.
In the, you know, for the trying to get invited to Arrowhead Invitational. I was like, guys, if we put the Ravens on the Omar Little tier, we can justify it and we can bait Brew into further trying to rekindle his love. It's like anonymously sending him a picture of a high school girlfriend. Like, nobody knows.
I'm
like
reminiscing.
Reminiscing. Oh, and a Baltimore
good times
thing.
Together.
Good point, Wild.
It ended badly, but we had some good times together. We're trying to rekindle that.
All right, so I also have a confession to make. I thought the Bengals were too low because we don't get to see the title. Mm-hmm. And now you have them in the AFC Championship game. So I'm like, well, that's actually pretty good.
But without seeing the title,
the
you knew they
AFC,
were. Yeah,
right.
They were.
I know, but you have them down on the fifth spot or sixth spot. You know, it doesn't go left to right, maybe sixth or seven. But anyway, I made a Bengals. I believe in the Bengals. First of all, Joe Burrow. Underrated at this point, Greg? Maybe. When he's healthy. Underrated? Maybe. Just saying, I'm putting out maybe there. He's a very good quarterback. Feels like
you were the one saying that he might be a system quarterback.
I never said he's a system quarterback.
You flirted with it.
Jake Browning can play a little bit.
I'm just saying.
Jake Browning or Gardner Minshew, who you got?
Probably Gardner, just because I like the outfits a little bit more. But what about the defense you're saying? Kevin, the defense was actually really bad. They gave up a ton of big plays. Here's the graphic about the big plays, how bad they are. Turns out they're the worst. Seahawks, Commanders, and the Lions.
That's a lot of big plays.
Good news.
Wow.
Free agency, went and got Geno. And a little bit of addition by subtraction. Geno take him away from the Ravens. And this is the type of scouting the Patriots used to do. Oh, did you ever have a big play against us? You did. He intercepted Joe Burrow. Ended up to it being a Bengals loss. Do we have the video? Nope. Here it is a little bit late. It's just an interception. I told you guys about it. There he goes. He runs back. And finally, this is a Josh special.
Yeah.
Because no one else really likes to do this except me. A little strength of schedule action. Is it too early?
No.
Yeah, maybe. Non-divisional opponents. Some TCs on there, bro. A handful. We don't know how the year is going to go, but there are some TCs there. Last 2 years, NFL best 17-4 in non-division games. If you got some TCs on your schedule, all of a sudden,
Maybe. Well, they do get the benefit of the last place schedule, even though they're not a last place quality of team. You know what I mean? That's rare that that happens. That happens usually if your division's stacked, which theirs was, or if your quarterback gets hurt, which theirs did. That's how you can have that list. So, listen, that's why they're fighting with the Texans.
Yeah, it's fair.
To be, you know, runners-up in the AFC.
It's a good spot for them. Yeah, I just thought they were too low.
And, by the way, they still have T. Higgins. Maybe Brew's right that they're going to hold their water on T. Higgins. Brew made a compelling Jonah Williams case yesterday. I was shocked he had that right off the top of his dome.
That was good.
That was really good.
That crush.
I was a big Jonah.
Really good. I was like, when's the last time? He's like, bam!
Welcome back to Predictions Week. Today, we are getting an early preview of Brew's ballot. Chris Broussard, of course, is an official voter of the league's awards, has been for years, but this is just in pencil.
Yes.
Unlike our predictions, which we are staked to, even though earlier today, Brew tried to move off of his Clippers pick in the morning meeting. Yeah. Brew, take it away.
I do have an adjustment later on. All right, these are the awards, and again, it's in pencil. There's a little time left, so maybe some of this will change. Rookie of the Year, Wimby, he's going to be the face of the league. And I'm going to say this, and this shouldn't even be a surprise. I'm not saying this is going to happen for sure. I'm not saying it's definite. Ceiling, go.
Wow.
Ceiling. That's the ceiling. He might not reach his ceiling, but that's the ceiling.
And floor is Akeem.
Probably.
His floor?
I mean, unless he gets
hurt. If he's healthy,
yeah, the dude is crazy.
His ceiling?
Let me see that again.
I mean, it's pretty good.
All right, so Wimby is a rookie. Malik Monk, I'm sure you like this.
Yes.
You know what I liked about Monk is that you got a lot of scores off the bench. He's efficient.
Yeah.
There are a few more that are efficient, but there are a lot of guys around 40% shooting, 41. He's at 45 and 37 from three. And he's a playmaker. Gives you 5.5 assists a game.
I like Monk.
Very few guys are doing that. He's playing really well. Defensive player of the year, I know Nick's not going to like this. Gobert. Yeah. He's going to tie Ben Wallace and Dikembe Mutombo. He is the anchor of the best defensive team in the league.
And it's best by a lot.
Yeah, and he's individually, he's got the best defensive rating in the league. Yeah. Mark Dagnon, come on. Top seed in the West, tied with Denver. They may end up at number two, but right now he's tied for number one with a team that's oldest starters 25 years old.
Huh. Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, that's crazy. So this dude can coach. So
if I may, just so this is, as you know, you guys know, I don't have a vote. I don't have a ballot. At this point, it seems I never will. That's fine. I've come to terms with it. If I did, this would be mine at the moment as well. I agree with Bruce.
You don't need one, really.
Exactly. There you
live
go.
I
would like to focus just for a moment on Rookie of the Year, because Wilds before the year was big on Chet, and Chet probably would finish second. So that was a good take. Like, Wimby's been better than I think even Brew expected this season. And so I am not hesitant to bring up my Category 1 instantly correct takes or my Category 2 eventually correct takes. My Scoot Rookie of the Year take might be the rare Cat 3 Brew, so we're going to throw it on there. Hasn't gone great for the third pick of the draft. More than a little disappointing for Scoot Henderson. And so I'm just being fair and being honest. You were at least up to 1 year in. I'm not saying Scoot's ceiling isn't the GOAT. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that through 1 year, Brew appears to be winning that argument.
Fair.
So credit to you, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Nick.
There's nothing coming.
There's something coming from out behind there, some breakdancers, some banners.
No.
All right, here, MVP.
Yeah.
And this is where we'll have some fun. Jokic, it's not just, I think he's the best player in the world, but we know the best player doesn't win it every year. But Nick, he's the best offensive player in the league, I think. Yeah. I mean, scoring, he does it all. There's nothing he can't do offensively. And then defensively, I mean, he's not the greatest defender, but he leads the league in defensive plus minus. You know, he's up there in defensive rating. Like, he's not a weak link defensively because he's so big and he's smart.
So they can get those fake reviews.
here's the other thing, Nick. He is, of the Western Conference's top eight teams, and you could even include the Lakers at 9, Golden State, not really. There's two of them that don't have multiple All-Stars that are pretty much still playing well. He's one of them. So this guy has the best record in the West, running through the West. and with no all-star teammate. SGA, the second team. Sure. They're the other team that doesn't have another all-star. And I talked about how young they are. This guy's leading the league in steals, second in scoring. I got to give him his props. Like, yeah. He's just – and he's got a bunch of young kids that he's carrying. He's young himself. Tatum, look, we last week was a rough week for him.
Totally fair.
Wasn't clutch. But, look, I can't say Giannis is clutch as far as, like, mentality
Giannis
might
been
be clutch.
Better than Tatum.
But he's not a go – no, Tatum, they got the best record in the league by a mile.
Yep.
6 games over the best team in the West, 9.5 games over Milwaukee in the East. He leads them in scoring and rebounding, is right there tied with Derrick White essentially for assist lead. I got to give him his props. And they got the 5th best margin of victory ever.
Correct. Yeah.
So then I got Giannis at number 4. He's playing well. I do think they've been disappointing, Nick, though. For them, he's got a great second guy in Dame. And I get it, there's an adjustment. But they've been a little bit disappointing. Still got a shot. And then Luka, I mean, Luka's just a triple-double machine, even though they're not playing great as a team necessarily. So, I got to give him his love.
Great job. So if Joker wins his 3rd MVP, this is the company he would be with. Everybody has 3 or more. The bottom row, Magic, Larry, Moses, wow. And then Joker if he got 3. So how do you think this would affect his legacy, Nick?
Well, yeah, I mean, to me, the top – I disagree with Brew and SGA and Tatum. I'd have Jokic and then Giannis, and I'd have it closer than Brew seems to have it. Because Giannis would – you could put his head there where yep, Jokic's is. Year. But that's right. That's – listen, that's the company of which he is trying to keep. The only person on that list that right now he already is within reaching distance of in the all-time rankings is Moses.
Right. And I think he'll get Moses.
I think he's likely to surpass Moses in most people's all-time rankings. I think we don't have to get into it. Wilds gets annoyed when Brew and I do 80s basketball reminiscing. But I think Moses is one of the most underrated players ever. I think he's one of the 15 greatest players ever. But that's the area Jokic is trying to encroach upon. I don't think that winning this MVP, Brew, and the championship this year for Jokic or Giannis would move them ahead of anyone else on that list.
Moses, though.
A championship and MVP for either of those two guys would move ahead of Moses, but not Bird or Magic or Wilt.
Okay, quickly, title time. Celtics officially the favorite in Boston dispatched to the Jazz last night for their 51st win of the year. They also, as Brew mentioned, have an 11-point margin of victory, good for 5th of all time, with the caveat that the teams ahead of them all won the title. So, Brew, does this sway you to thinking the Celtics are going to bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy?
It's an interesting thing. I mean, you can't deny that history. But I will say this. I talked to Hubs about this. He said it was okay. He said stuff is written in. The cement is wet still. So I still got Boston winning the East. I know. This is still predictions week.
Yeah.
I got Boston winning the East. But instead of beating Miami, they're going to beat Milwaukee in the conference finals.
What?
So it's Boston over Milwaukee. And so talk to Hubs. You got an issue
that?
With
right, who do you have in the finals? All right, so
no, I got Boston beating Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference.
Okay.
So that hasn't changed. But I got Denver beating Boston. I think Jokic is just too good. And Jamal Murray.
Yeah, who you keep saying Jokic gets MVP because he hasn't been an all-star. And now you're going to tell me how great Jamal Murray is.
He's interesting because you know what? This is – and there are a few guys in here. I think Calvin Murphy maybe made one all-star team. He's a Hall of Famer. He right now is like on a Hall of Fame trajectory, and he's never made an all-star.
Well, then maybe we should.
So look at this. He's averaging numbers. In the regular season, 17 points. He's at 25 in the playoffs.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
The dude is bad.
But you can't be like the Nuggets have nobody but Jokic, he's winning MVP.
It's a fact that he's never made an all-star.
But now he's a Hall of Famer.
And he's not Dame.
All right, so I don't have to change anything that I did yesterday or the day before. Because Brew's also, by the way, going to abandon the Clippers being in the finals.
No. I mean, if they get hurt.
Brew, the only person that's going to believe in the Bucks, the fear of the deer. That Wilds used to love the Bucks. He brought out a reindeer. The guy dropped his antlers on him.
Twice bitten, one
been
shot.
Bucks over Nuggets for the finals.
Ooh,
really?
No one's beating Denver in a 7-game series. We know how it's going to go. Denver in 6, maybe even 5.
Wow.
Over the Celtics.
I like 6.
I like 5, to be
if
honest.
If it happens in 5... the Celtics will make a major change.
You think?
If the Celtics, even if they make the finals, if they get worked, then they'll make a significant
change. Also, if Denver has to play the Lakers.
that, you know, post sweep, it's that long. Okay. You go into Boston.
Close
in game
sweep,
one.
Though. Nick, close
no,
sweep?
No, yeah. That's not a thing, guys.
Four games by total. Metal time. End of the game. Bucks in Sacramento, they're getting blown out. But Andre Jackson making the most out of the little playing time that Doc Rivers will give him with one of the best dunks of the year. Bucks lose by 35.
Also, thank you for putting this highlight in there. It reminds me I need to buy tickets for my grandmother to Kings Lakers, which tips off in 6 hours.
Oh,
I need to get on that. Bronze medal, Josh Hart, 20-19-10. He said he wanted to get his 20th rebound, but Thomas wouldn't let him, Thomas being Tom Thibodeau. The Knicks seem to have a really good relationship amongst each other and with their coach. Silver medal, Jason Tatum, 38-6. The blowout went over the Jazz, including a Derrick Henry-esque stiff arm. And then a gold medal. He might be on a silly team, but ever since Karl-Anthony Towns went down, he has upped his game as he needs to. Anthony Edwards, 37-8-4. And a nice comeback and the blowout win over the Clippers in a game Kawhi left early. Scarily, there is the podium from last night in the association.
Okay, 90 seconds left. Raiders expecting to release Jimmy G. As you know, Brew, he won 70% of his games.
Yeah.
But has only started 16 in the last 2 years. Six last year for Vegas, where he threw 7 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. I haven't done the numbers, but some of those certainly weren't his fault.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them. No doubt.
Where do you want to see Jimmy G land?
It's tough. I mean, his body's betrayed him. He's not the same as he used to be. But, Nick, Denver? Why not?
Because you think Sean Payton, after dealing with Russell Wilson, why would he sign up for that?
I mean,
especially if his body has betrayed
him. What else are they going to do?
Draft a quarterback? Like I think they plan to, like they hope to.
And then Jimmy G can be there.
Jimmy, I don't know that Jimmy G is better than Jared Stidham. I don't. Jimmy G last year lose his job.
Super Bowl, two NFC title games.
He did not lose his job last year because of injury. He lost his job last year because of incompetence to Aiden O'Connell. Would you? Is it?
No, I mean, look, he's taking a lot of hits. He never was the healthiest guy. I mean, his body betrayed him when he was in his prime.
Yeah.
He only had 2 years.
That's it for us.
And he made the NFC title game, both of them.